UK's Board of Trustees recently approved the naming of the new Health Education Building as the Michael D. Rankin MD Health Education Building. President Eli Capilouto says the soon-to-be-constructed facility will have a direct impact on the entire state.
The design of the space is going to have these different health professionals training side by side, and we learn from each other in those kinds of experiences. So I think the design of the building is going to lend itself to a better prepared professional, and more importantly for Kentucky right now, the size of this structure is going to allow us to dramatically increase the number of health professionals we'll be able to train to serve Kentucky.
The building will house programs in the colleges of medicine, public health, health sciences, and nursing, as well as the Center for Interprofessional and Community Health Education.
Think about it. When you need treatment, when you need to be healed today, it's never just one discipline. There's a continuum of care you receive. And in most cases, at most institutions, all those individuals are trained in different buildings. That's the way it is here right now. And here, we're going to have this opportunity to build a structure where the form is going to support the function, which is multi and interdisciplinary care.
Plans call for the new facility, located at the intersection of Hugulet and University Drives, to open in 2026.
If we're going to be a healthier, wealthier, wiser Kentucky, we've got to have more educated Kentuckians. We've got to have healthier Kentuckians. Education, good health, really makes it possible for people to pursue meaningful employment, provide benefits to themselves, their families, and their communities. So it takes the intersection of good education, good health, good workforce opportunities to advance Kentucky. And this is going to be another way that we'll be able to bring together exceptional infrastructure in a new building and exceptional talent in our faculty and staff to prepare the future health providers and those who are going to prevent disease.
For UK at the Half, I'm Amy Jones-Timoney.